welcome to Tuning In with Your Cycle. Today, I'm gonna share with you how you can support your hormones by cycle syncing your workouts. Okay, so first of all, we're gonna talk about the follicular and ovulation phase. During these phases, your estrogen is higher, and that higher estrogen, which is normal, which is natural, gives you more energy, more stamina, and it actually makes you really social. This is going to be relevant in a minute. So during this phase, it is super recommendable to focus on workouts that are going to get your heartbeat faster. They're gonna pump that blood, they're gonna make you sweat, that are gonna really push your body that much further, because this is the time where you can do that without damaging your hormones. So during this time, really good workouts to practice during follicular and ovulation phase are like HIIT trainings, spinning, power yoga, going out for a run. As I said, anything that's gonna make you sweat, this is the perfect time to do so. Now, something nobody tells you about is that you need to have a shower in less than an hour after you finish that workout. And I am sure you do have a shower after you sweat a lot, but the thing is, you wanna have your shower almost right away, because when you sweat, you're actually, aside of toxins that you probably know, you're also sweating excess hormones, mostly excess estrogen. So if you let that sweat kind of dry and get reabsorbed by your skin, which is your largest organ, then you're gonna be reabsorbing everything you just sweat out. So it's really important to shower right after your cardio training, especially if you're dealing with excess estrogen. You know, you're dealing with excess estrogen when you have extreme PMS, extreme mood swings, bloating, breast tenderness, migraines, and headaches. That's when you know you have excess estrogen, and that's when you want to shower right away. And I know this can get complicated because you're cycle syncing your workouts, but you're also trying to think about your hair days so you don't have to wash it every time. I know it gets complicated, but I'm sure you're going to figure out a schedule to do so. And this is really important when you want to balance your hormones, when you know there's something going on that's related to your hormones, it's important to focus on that. Now, if your hormones are completely fine, it's perfectly fine to go an hour or more if that's what your body lets you, if that's what you feel like. But if your hormones are out of balance, if you're dealing with the excess estrogen, lack of progesterone, or you're not ovulating every month, then it's important to cut your workouts a little shorter and don't go more than 30 minutes. Because when you go more than 30 minutes, your body sees this as a stressor. Again, it gets stressed very easy and it pumps out cortisol. And remember, excess cortisol, if you're stressed, not only with your job and the house, with the kids, with anything that's going on in your life, even with like that awful email that you receive, and you're going to the gym really hard, then you're increasing that cortisol, and then eventually it's going to strip down on your progesterone. And remember, we need progesterone to balance out estrogen. It's super important because it's the yin to the yang. So these are two things that I really want you to keep in mind. Showering right after any workout that's make you sweat, especially when dealing with a hormonal imbalance and in general, and don't go in more than 30 minutes if dealing with these things, okay? So once you transition to your luteal phase, you're gonna notice that you may still have a little bit of energy left over and you may want to keep doing your cardio training. However, this is a phase where I highly suggest to focus on strength training. So here it's important to do those strength training. If you're not into going weights and going to the gym to do that, then I highly suggest to do more like a vinyasa yoga, like Pilates. These things are gonna help you tone your muscles. This is the time to do so. Now, I got distracted because I told you something about being social during your follicular and ovulation phase. You're gonna notice too, like if you like those classes, this is the time to focus on more like workouts with other people because you're more social and you're going to have a lot more fun, and that you are actually going to help decrease our cortisol as long as it's not more than 30 minutes. Okay, so that's what was relevant when you was talking about being social. Now going back to your luteal phase and your strength training, this is really important. Again, doesn't matter that you still have a lot of energy left, I always ask you to honor your body, but sometimes biochemically we do not honor it. So this is the time again to focus on more lower impact workouts, but still pushing kind of those muscles a little bit more than usual. Now, when you get to your menstrual phase, then this is a time to either take a break from the gym completely, or if you are like me and don't like taking breaks from the gym because you need to be moving, you need to move your body because you sit in the computer and all that, this is a time to focus more on restorative yoga or more like a yin yoga, because this is where you have less energy, you're losing a lot of nutrients while you're bleeding, and you don't want to put like that extra work in your body of whether it's a cardio training or weight training. This is a time to actually take a step down, and it's gonna help. You're gonna notice that even though you start with cardio and then you transition and then you do that, if you follow this pattern, you're gonna notice how much more toned you get, if you're looking into losing weight, how much faster you lose weight if you actually sync your workouts with your cycle. This is actually very simple to do, and it's something that's gonna bring a lot of benefit to your hormones, whether you're struggling with a hormonal imbalance or not. Now, if you are struggling with that and you've tried everything I've talked about, you know you can always book a 30-minute cycle assessment with me. It's completely free. We can assess your hormones, assess your cycle, and see what your next steps can be. And if you are actually a candidate for Flow in Sync, which is my hybrid one-on-one coaching program where I teach you everything more in depth, and I teach you how to nourish your hormones depending on each phase of your cycle, but completely personalized, okay? So I hope this was helpful, and I hope that you tell me if you have been practicing these or if you are planning to do so. Take care.